Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio Coach's Corner. On this show, I interview life coaches, business coaches, and all kinds of other coaches to discuss all aspects of coaching and business. We'll also take your questions, and you might even have the opportunity for live coaching right on the show. A little bit about me. I'm Andrew Poritz with MyFutureCoach.com. I help people in transition in their careers, especially those transitioning from corporate America to entrepreneurship. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality faster and more effectively than you would without my help. If you're listening to the show live and you want to call in with a question, the phone number is 646-929-2893. Again, that's 646-929-2893. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/coachandrew, log into your account, and join the chat room. I have a chat room right here, and I can take your questions. So today I have a guest that means a lot to me because this is the woman who actually introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. I never heard of it before, just a few months ago, and I was a guest on her show. Crystal Williamson is a self-proclaimed computer coach. She's been a certified life coach since 2007. She loves to work with small business people, solopreneurs who are coaches, holistic practitioners, and others in the helping professions. Crystal helps her clients see their amazing potential, pinpoint and realize goals, and celebrate the client's many treasures and inspirations. Her website, and write this down, is www.coachingwithcrystal.com. So let me get Crystal on the line. Crystal, are you there?
I'm here, Andrew. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for that intro. And,
oh, you're very welcome.
And I forgot that I remember when we initially spoke, you hadn't heard of Blog Talk Radio before.
No, I never heard of it, and now I'm hearing about it a lot, but you are the introducer.
Oh, my goodness, so everybody's blaming me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we have to go back in time and kill you, prevent you from saving
Marty,
the world.
I see Marty McFly everywhere,
yeah.
I go.
I was actually speaking of the Terminator, but that's fine.
See, okay, we're on different wavelengths at this point.
Different technology futures. It's all good, though, right?
Yes, very much so. Oh, wow. It's great to be on your show, Andrew.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you tonight. And it's funny you were talking about that because I was just speaking to someone earlier this evening about Blog Talk Radio. They had never heard of this venue for everyone, and it's great because this is a wonderful platform for people who are business people, great for coaches, and you can give anyone who's interested in coaching, not just the laser coaching, but also you can give them some insight of what coaching is because there's so many schools of thought for coaching. Unfortunately, we're not regulated by the government, and I say unfortunately, and I'm the type of person that I don't like to have anything regulated at all. I like things to have a little more freedom. But once something is regulated, you really know that someone is they have some credence to what they say.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think it's a process that we're going to start to see more and more demand for some sort of regulation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of prominent social coaching bodies that are, different camps, you might say, of what's what. And I think you'll find that there are people who have been coaching for many, many years who I would imagine would probably have a different entry point if that ever happens. There might be some sort of grandfathering in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine some people who are very, very successful coaches commanding very large client base and dollar figures and making a tremendous influence, now having to go back and get certified. It just seems like a kind of odd thing. But I would imagine that anyone who has been entering the field in the last bunch of years is going to really wish they had been prepared for that day when it comes.
Absolutely. I feel that I've met some people, mostly online, but I've met quite a few people who are not certified. They didn't go through a coaching school.
Mm-hmm.
They're unfamiliar with some of the terms that you and I know. And I've only been coaching, like you said, just since 2007. And when I mention some of these terms, I can kind of, I'm not even meeting them, but I can almost see in their faces that look of like, what is she talking about? And
what would be an example of a term like that?
Great, great question. Loyal soldier. If you talk about a loyal soldier or internal saboteur with someone who is not in the coaching profession, that's a term that we throw around. And that's the type of thing, if I have a client who is constantly, they might have a voice, they're speaking in their own voice, but it's always the voice of self-esteem within them. They say, they're always kind of quashing their success with, well, this is really great, but I have a feeling something horrible is going to happen. Or, this is not going to last very long. Or, so there's always a little piece of them that is kind of, you know, sabotaging actually something that that may be wonderful that's happening in their life. So that's just one little thing. I make a comment about that. I hear a loyal soldier talking, or this is what we say as coaches to each other. I hear that loyal soldier talking. What is that loyal soldier saying? And you give them some credence, and then you have them move on. So you acknowledge it, and then you have the person move on beyond that, as opposed to saying, I'm not supposed to think like that. I'm not supposed to think like that. I'm not supposed to think. And unfortunately, and I do this too, because I have, everyone has their, you know, their fears or things that kind of make you take a step back, let's say. And I always think, well, I'm not supposed to be thinking like that. What am I doing? I have a degree. What am I thinking? There's just so many things that we can do to kind of self-sabotage ourselves. And that's just one of the terms that you and I are more familiar with as someone who's not in a coaching, that's not in a coaching school. There's so many others that we talk about. We also talk about when we send our clients something, we might send them a coaching package with the Wheel of Life.
Wheel of Life is one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I've seen that in some other, not psychology or psychology-type classes, but other type venues. I can't think of anything right now, but just where you are, where your physical, if I could name you 15 things that may happen in life, for instance, where is your career from 1 to 10? How important is that? How important is your health? How important is your family? How important is money to you? How important is fun to you? There's several others. There's people they think of quite a number of different ones. So things like that. You talk about the Wheel of Life, and some people are unfamiliar with what that is.
The wheel that I use, I actually, rather than ask, and now that you're saying this about how important is it to you, I might start to incorporate that, but I actually use, where do you see yourself
mm-hmm.
right now?
Right.
And on that scale.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps I will use the dual question, because I like to go back a few months later and then say, okay, where are you now?
Where are you now?
Really,
absolutely.
Where are you moving?
And also, sometimes you can, it depends on how long you're going to coach with the person. Some people only want it for perhaps one particular goal. I want to start my business within the next 6 months. Andrew, could you be with me for the next 9 months so I can get everything started and you can help me get everything off the ground?
Right.
And then there are some people that want to coach with you. There's really no end date. So they might have a short-term end date or a long-term end date. It's great for everybody, because if somebody's coaching with you for 3 months or 6 months, you could say in 1 month, so like you said, where are you on the wheel now? And then another month, where are you on the wheel now? And then you can still go through. In fact, it's funny you talk about that. I have two clients last week. I just went through interim goals, that's what I just call them with them. What are your interim goals? How are we doing with the interim goals right now? How can we step this up? What do we want to do? And notice I keep saying we, because there, of course, it's their life, but I'm an integral part of it too.
Absolutely. So you see yourself as the partner.
Absolutely. I definitely see myself as a partner with these people. And, you know, most of my clients are small business people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients are small business people. Initially, they come to me needing help, just as you said, with their technology. They're unsure which way to go, perhaps in their marketing. So I might help them technology-wise with that, or just in applications in general, or just helping them with a system for their marketing. Some people are interested in other more hardware type applications.
Okay.
That's
so we're
going
to go down a different path there for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, that's a different type of coaching. Actually,
yeah.
It's funny you say that, because when I was in my coaching class, there was someone that was going to do, she was interested in sex coaching as opposed to being a sex surrogate. So it's very interesting, because coaching, when I got my coach training, we all got the same fundamental training, and then we went off to different disciplines. And some people are grief coaches, and some people like myself are small business coaches. And then even within that particular group of people that you coach, I coach mostly people for their business, but within what type of business do what type of business people gravitate to me. And like I said, it's mostly the holistic type person, helping type person, other coaches who are getting started.
By the way, ironically, next week I will have a courtesan coach on my show.
Very nice. Next week's show? I'm
next
listening.
Next week's show, yeah.
I'm listening.
Last week I had a goddess coach.
Mm.
Next week a courtesan coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great show last week with Melissa Zwanger.
Right. I listened to that show. It was very good.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Crystal, why do you call yourself the computer coach?
As a coach, you need to set yourself apart from other people. There are so many business coaches that are out there. And how am I unique than other business people? There are some people that call themselves the marketing coach. They help you with your marketing systems. There are some people, just like you said, courtesan coach, and a lot of people, organizational coaches, which might be the same thing. I'm just kidding. But yeah, there's all types of coaches that are out there. So we set ourselves apart from other people. Most of the people that come to me have been people that have kind of gone and started a little bit with their business. They may have the germ of an idea. And sometimes they think, well, which computer system might be best to help them smooth along all of their systems that they're using? What systems do they need? What goals do they need?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, of course, I started in corporate America. It's interesting, Andrew, because you talked about, you help people, most of the people you help are people who are going from corporate America to entrepreneurship. I was in corporate America for many, many years, and as a computer trainer, actually. And it's interesting, as an instructor and a trainer, I didn't even know I was coaching people. I had never heard of coaching. And I'm talking about like 7 or 8 years ago.
Sure.
I never heard of coaching, didn't know what it was. But when I finally went to coaching school, I actually realized, wow, I've been doing that. I never ask people a yes or no question. I'm always asking them the kind of question that will delve them into what they need. And two very important things with coaching is that we always make sure that we consider our clients whole. In other words, there's nothing wrong with them. And even when I did training with people, I'm teaching them something pretty innocuous, let's say, Microsoft, introduction to Microsoft Word. I would have people come to class and say, I'm stupid. I don't know this at all. You know everything. And I would tell them forthright, no, that's not true. I don't want to hear any of that you know nothing about this. You do know something about this.
Mm-hmm.
So you come from a place that there's nothing wrong with the person, that the person is totally whole, and you're kind of jumping in together. Just like you said, there's a relationship that we have together. We're jumping in together and finding out these answers. And And that's one of the big things. Well, as a trainer, I had always done that. And when I do that with my clients, too. It's just amazing when you, all of a sudden, your mindset is totally different. And I'm coming from a coach's standpoint, and as opposed to the client standpoint. All of a sudden, I think of you differently. There's nothing wrong with you. We have to find these answers together. The answer is already within you. The answers that we find, and there's never just one answer. There's many, many answers that can be found. We can find some amazing things out. We really can.
Have you ever found anything tremendously surprising from an answer?
I think often when I ask someone, it's funny, I had, it was just a sample session with someone, and this person actually still emails me. They're in another country, they're in Europe, and the time, I have coached people almost all over the world at this point, and this person is in Europe, and it's part of the, actually it's like 7 hours difference, so it's very tricky for us to get together, because this person and I, we keep missing, oh, I really want to start with you, can you do this day, and I'm not available, and they say, well, these are the dates I'm available. It's great, because every month I get an email from this person, but once in a while when I, this person asked me, I have free sample sessions that I give to people.
Sure.
And I got a free sample session with this person. I met them through a friend of a friend of a friend. So referrals are great. And so we talked on a sample session, and I found out a little bit more. They just wanted to be, they are just at the, they were at the, they wanted like a better relationship with their spouse. It was a man who wanted a better relationship with his wife. And I came to find out that he had some issues when he was younger. He was molested when he was younger.
Wow.
And this was just from the half-hour sample session, we found out. And he told me that he never told anybody that within such a short period of time. And now there are certain things that I myself as a coach, I can help the person achieve. Mm-hmm. I have done small business coaching, but I've also done life and personal coaching with people. So I asked him, do you also have someone else that you speak with that's a psychologist or a psychiatrist?
Sure. Absolutely.
And because that is something, there are certain things that coaches can do, mm-hmm. and there are certain things that we can do as a supplement. And he wasn't working with anybody at this point because he was in the United States. But as soon as he went to Europe, he started working with somebody. But he still liked my services. And the amazing thing about that is, like I said, we still connect. And this was done about, wow, now that I think about it, it was probably about 8 months ago.
Wow.
About 8 months ago. So every month or so I get, like I said, an email. Oh, my schedule has changed. Can we do something like this? And everything's going well with my therapy, so it just amazes me sometimes what you can gather just from a person in a short period of time. Don't ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't remember what question I asked him, but just to get that piece out of him that he said that no one has ever, he's never really been forthcoming with anybody in such a short period of time. I was honored. I told him that. I said, I'm really honored that you mentioned that, and I think that was part of it, too.
Well, you know, I think that the big part of our job as a coach is to hold that frame for someone where they feel really safe.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, that's something you did, so
right.
Way to go.
Yeah. And it's important for us that we also have coaches, too.
Sure.
For ourselves. And I have actually a coach, and it's funny, that's one of the things I love to talk about with people. I'm a business coach, but quite often, if a person comes to me, we talk about a lot of their life issues. And the mm-hmm. same thing with my coach. I have a coach that I really came to her predominantly for my business. I want to move my business forward, but once – once in a while we talk about personal issues because personal things will come in to your business. If you're a procrastinator in life, you either will be a very much a procrastinator in your business, or you will be such a micromanager that you will annoy everyone. So it'll be a combination. And I'm laughing because I identify with that. I have some, I'm not perfect, of course, I have some procrastination, and I go back and forth to be, sometimes I'm a procrastinator, and then sometimes I go back to being such a micromanager that I want an email from everyone that I work with. So the great thing is I talk to my coach every week. So I have that happy medium of both.
Always good to have a happy medium, which to me is a gypsy with a joint, but that's another story entirely.
Or a gypsy with a daiquiri. I love it. Yeah.
Exactly. So, by the way, there are a couple of guests in the chat room tonight.
Very cool.
They're quiet. I invited them to ask a question.
Okay.
And they haven't given themselves fun chat names. Guest 6057 and 5867 are in the chat room. And if you're listening, you're welcome to post a question. I also have somebody, a mystery caller, on the switchboard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if should we attempt to see if there's somebody who has a question, or would you want to wait a little bit?
It's entirely up to you. I think it's fine that if this person has a question, it's great.
Okay. So a caller from New Jersey, I'm going to let you on the line, and if you have a question, we'll talk to you, and if not, we'll go back to mute on you. So let's see who's on the call from the 973 area code. Hello.
Oh, good evening. My name's Dave, and I'm the mystery caller from New Jersey.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi there. I just wanted to ask a question. Nowadays, we're all pretty much entrepreneurs or intrapreneurs, and I know that for myself, sometimes it's difficult to stay motivated, particularly in a down market. Aside from having to go to the gym every day, what suggestions do you have? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Dave. Okay, so thank you, Dave, for calling in with that question. So, Crystal, how would you like to respond to that?
That's a great question. And first of all, what I do as a coach is I try not to have people say bad economy or anything pejorative about the economy. From now on, our economy, the way we live, is going to be very different. You have to think, I grew up with two people who lived through the Depression. So, and the way they thought about the world, of course, changed significantly. I guess it's our turn now. So first of all, it's a new economy, so we have to think in new ideas. And how to kind of keep motivated is to keep motivated people around you of all types. And it's funny because I heard a coach say that you have the same positive feelings, the same motivation, the same emotions as the five closest people around you. So if you have five people that you can think of offhand that are always very negative, that are always very much so, oh, God, I can't believe what's going on, that are all very much into the, they would fit into the misery loves company type
sure.
group, I might need to get a couple more people, a couple of different people, because I remember when I became a coach, that's what someone said to me, why would you want to do that? It's some money, and I don't know how you're going to find people, and unfortunately, this is someone that I've known for years, and I kept them as a friend, but they're not my closest friend anymore. So it's very important to get people around you who are motivated, just motivated in a positive way, just like you. So yes, of course, it's important that we watch the news, we read the news, and we keep up on everything that's happening in the world. But this is another statistic I heard that after most recessions and depressions, there are more millionaires after the recession and depression is over than any other time. Not through good times, but through the recession times. So all those people that were millionaires and maybe some even billionaires, they started during times that were not as good as you would think. So that's, I think, one of the more important things is to kind of get people who are just as motivated as you in your inner circle.
I totally agree. I actually spent all weekend at an event at the Westin Hotel called Wealth Builders, and it was all entrepreneurial people. It was a terrific event. I got to hear from some big thinkers, and you know, most of them were people who had something to sell, but I learned quite a lot. It was very uplifting just to be around the energy of like-minded entrepreneurial people. There was a fellow there by the name of Marshall Thurber, who was very intellectual, genius. I mean, just listening to this man speak, and he talked about networking science and how to connect into more powerful nodes. And he really talked about how that's really the way Obama won the election, and to a great extent. And I find that being around the positive people who are thinkers, and one of the first things you said was about language. Language is so important. The language you use and speak. When you hear people talking on a constant barrage of the economy. And that sound, you know, the droopy dog thing, you know.
Yes,
boy,
very true.
The economy is really bad. You know, it's
not buying into that. And you need to really empower yourself by having more powerful language, listening to things that are more powerful.
Right.
Because it's, you know, one of the things that I love to talk about is perspective.
Right.
When we have... right now we're approaching double-digit unemployment. But I would much prefer to look at the fact that we have over 90% employment.
Absolutely.
It's the same statistic looked at it a different way. And the truth is the entrepreneurs, and like this man, Dave, was asking about being an entrepreneur, staying motivated. Entrepreneurs are the people who will take the economy and bring it out of where it is now and
bring
it into the next level of recovery. And that's the way it always is. And that's what's going to happen. It's already happening. And what I'm seeing around me is people who are entrepreneurs, who are idea people, who are taking some risks.
Right.
They are the people who are going to be the employers of the future.
Right.
Not going to be the corporations.
Right.
It will be the entrepreneurs, the small businesses, the people who are taking their chances right now. So it's pretty it's exciting as much as it could be scary if you're used to the old paradigm of the industrial nation. But right now I think it's a great time if you're an entrepreneur. So Dave, you're in the right place at the right time. Believe it or not, you really are. So looking forward to hearing more about that.
And just two little points with that is, of course, I'm not saying to be around somebody who's a Pollyanna, who's always, hey, things are wonderful. You know, I am so not like that. I am very much, yes, I am a pessimist. But just like you have said, we always look at things, coaches in particular, we always look at things in a different perspective. Like you said, you're looking at 91% of the people that are employed in this country. And even that piece of people that are unemployed at this time, a lot of those people, I was reading this too, a lot of people have gone back to school. And I still do some computer training, and I've trained at corporations. Used to be they said that the classes that they would have any type of class. They might get, like, I think there's, like, 14. At one place, there were 14 computers. They might get 4 or 5 people for classes, 7. Or if you got, like, 10, it was a big thing. Now they can't keep people away from these classes. People want to really ramp up what they know. And, yes, they're thinking, oh, my goodness, I could be fired at any time. But they also want to ramp up what they know. So even if you're still at this job 5 years from now, you'll know a lot more about applications, computers. You know,
and now is the time for, I believe, is the time for reinvention.
Absolutely. And this is another thing. I heard that people are really, cooking schools have been really doing incredibly well during the recession. People, I saw one interview with one person. They said that they were laid off from a job, and she said that she had been doing like 50, 60, sometimes even 70-hour weeks, and she was laid off from this job. She was in advertising or something. Mm-hmm. She'd been doing crazy weeks, weekends. She had had a BlackBerry. She was working all over the world. She had all these different things, and they let her go. And she said, well, if they can let me go, I'm working 70 hours a week. They can let anybody go. So I'm going to pursue what I really want to do, what I really love to do. And she's always wanted to be a chef. So it's just very interesting that cooking schools, because people are saying, you know, this has always been my passion. I can't do this other thing, so maybe I can start this new passion. So many things can come from that. You might not necessarily start a restaurant or be a caterer or anything, but just if you pursue your passion, you don't know what type of possibilities can happen.
And if nothing else, you can always continue to experience fine dining, but now you provide your own cooking.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Just if you do it just for yourself. Absolutely. Just for yourself. How can it enhance your current life? And that's the whole big thing. And I don't want this to sound like the secret, but just as you were saying, whatever you put out there will happen. So if I start thinking, just as we said, it's a bad economy, I'm never going to find a job, how am I going to get this thing, they're not going to hire me. They're going to get the person that goes in and says, I'm very good for this job, I love doing this thing. They're going to hire that person. I know people who have been hired since January, and yes, the competition is stiff, but they go in with a great attitude. Guess what? They were hired. So you really never know what will happen.
Yeah, there are things out there, and the attitude, your intention.
Absolutely.
Absolutely important. The thing when you talk about the secret, the having the intention and the thought combined with action, the action is what's really the most important thing.
Right, because I can't just stay home and say, I want to get a job. I want to get a job. I want this wonderful job, and not do anything to send out my resume, to make connections with people. You never know what someone is going to say. I recently made a connection with someone who is, at my mother's church, I went, one of the bishops was there. I made a connection with him. Who has you're a coach? Oh, I know someone who needs a coach. Now, I just gave him my card because, not because I was thinking of him as a client. I was just telling him, he said, so what have you been doing with yourself? Because he hasn't seen me in a few years. And I said, oh, I'm a coach. Here's my lovely card. Aren't you proud like me and my mom? And that type of a thing. Yeah. And you're a coach? I know somebody who needs a coach. That's all I did. All I did was just give him my card and, you know, a little bit of my ego, yes, to show this man, because I've known this man, I don't even want to tell you, probably since dinosaurs roamed the earth, about 20 years before he was a bishop. So it's just interesting how all I did was just put something out there and make a connection with somebody. You'd be very surprised what can occur.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit more about some of your processes as a coach. How do you understand and achieve goals during your coaching relationship with a client?
Great question, and I don't want to sound wimpy with this, but it really does depend on who your client is and who you're working with. I quite often ask people when I start the coaching relationship. In fact, that's one of the things. I have a package that I send to people. How are you with your current goals? What do you normally do to kind of give yourself a kick in the butt? How are you with completing things? How are you if someone comes to you and said, you know what, you didn't complete this. What should we do about that? So what is your reaction to me if I say to you, Andrew, we had agreed that you would have something done by today, Sunday, May 17th at 11 p.m., and you and how have you been going with that? And if you say, well, I haven't completed it, it's up to this point, then we need to address what has occurred. And yes, sometimes emergencies happen and everything, but unfortunately, like I told you, I have issues with procrastination myself.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just, oh, sorry, I wasn't able to. And then you kind of get down to the fact that it's unfortunately, it came down to my fear that I might not be able to complete it properly. And again, that comes so, the easy way to get out of that is procrastination. So you kind of have to be with the client where they are right then, but also address the fact that this has been reoccurring in their life, and I need to put them to task. I'm not there to be their friend. Being my friend, I'm not saying that I'm going to be their enemy, but a friend might say to me, oh, it's okay, things will work out and everything. But you hired me as a coach to, like I said, kind of kick you in the butt a little
mm-hmm.
bit and to say, well, I understand that things occur, but how are you going to change your life so you don't get the same things you had before? You came to me because you want to go into a new direction in your life. So now you're going in the same direction you were doing before. We're going to change this. How are we going to change this? Excuse me. So it depends on who the client is, how they address things. And no, I'm not a whip and a whip and chain type person. In fact, for my coach, I ask her to be gentle with me. But, yes, keep me to task. Definitely keep me to task on any of my goals. But I can do that very well myself. I hit myself with a wet noodle so many times, it's like not even funny. So there's so many things that I go through and I say, oh, gosh, I can't believe you did that. Why did you do that? And so I can beat myself up more so than anyone else. So I do need someone who, yes, keeps me to task, but also doesn't really jump all over me all the time. So
okay.
It's funny how our clients are very much – like us. They're very much like us. And that's a lot of my clients are like that. They want someone who keeps them to task but not necessarily jump all over them.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you get started with a new client?
Great question. I just got a new client a couple of weeks ago, and I've been getting new people lately through referrals. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, but it's kind of through someone who's met me or has been to a teleclass that I've given. And I give free teleclasses, and I have the Blog Talk Radio show. So people kind of hear me in different ways. And they like my style. We talk on the phone. So normally the first thing is I might get an email or a phone call, and I normally start out with a sample session or a consultation and a session together. And then we assess. So it's not just, of course, about you seeing if I'm the best coach for you, but I need to be aligned with if you're a client that I can help and I can work with. So it's a two-way street. It really is a two-way street. And it's funny, as soon as I tell clients that, it's like, well, you need to see if I'm the best coach for you, and I also need to see the same about you, then quite often clients realize, oh, wow, it is. It's a two-way street. It's not just about it's not very passive. It's not me seeing if Crystal's great for me. It's both ways. And I have yet to have somebody who said that we don't mesh together. So I've been very lucky in that perspective. So after we agree on that, I normally start them, like we said, with a package of information, and the package includes a whole bunch of questions about how they are up to this point in their life, how they see their goals
mm-hmm.
at certain points, and also I send them the wheel of life. How are you right now? How would you like to see yourself in the future? And then they have to send that back to me before we get started, because I'm already starting you out with some homework. So before, and you need to send that back to me for, let's say that it's June 1st is going to be our first session together. You need to send that back to me before 2 days before our first session because I need to have time to look through it. I don't want it at, if our session is at 10 o'clock on June 1st, 10 a.m. on June 1st, I don't want you to send it back to me at 9:59.
I got to tell you, I have experienced that with clients.
Yes, and I have too. I have too. Absolutely.
And it, you know, it's not to their benefit because I mean I don't need more than I don't need that much time, but I do need enough time to really digest what's going
mm-hmm.
on with them and so that I can serve them best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have found the same thing to be true.
Absolutely. And the reason why I give 48 hours, because if things happen, yes, you can send it to me the day before. I won't not take it. But it also shows me how much interest you have in what's going on.
The commitment also, level.
Right. Commitment. That's the best word, the commitment level, because If I've had people who said, well, I can't do it on that day, but I can get it to you on this day. Is that fine? And 99.9999999% of the time, it's absolutely fine. But I'm just giving them some boundaries. And some people who've come to me need boundaries. So that's kind of the starting point of the boundaries together.
Sure.
And I just assess it, and then we get started with our very first session, which is a discovery session, where we discover about how we will work together. And it's normally longer than our coaching sessions are, our normal coaching sessions are. Normal coaching session for me, I give 40-minute sessions, so a discovery session might be over an hour and 15 minutes or something like that, because there might be a lot more that we need to assess.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, but believe it or not, we're winding down. We only have a few minutes left.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, believe it or not, been very fast. We actually are down to 3 minutes.
Wow.
So I understand you have a teleclass coming up.
Oh, yes, and I do want to stress it's a free teleclass, a free class. Anyone who's an entrepreneur and who's thinking about how to kind of get started to jumpstart their business. Actually, it's called Jumpstart Your Coaching Business, but because I don't want to make it Jumpstart Your Coaching Holistic or Helping Entrepreneurial Business, that's a little too long. But, yeah, there's a free, it's a free preview class that's happening on Monday, June 8th, and that's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be a 75-minute call. An hour and 15 minutes, where I have a 4-point plan for people so they can kind of jumpstart their entrepreneur class, their entrepreneurship, and I can give you the 4 points during the class, and I'm going to have a 4-part class that's happening, but starts about 2 weeks after that, where we go through all 4 of the points. 1 week at a time. So for the free class that's happening, like I said, Monday, June 8th at 8 p.m., and that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anybody interested in being a part of that class, you can go to my website, like you said, coachingwithcrystal.com, or I'm coachingwithcrystal@yahoo.com. You can email me if you like some more information. I'll add you to my list. And with my list, all you get is my 1 month newsletter, and then you'll get information about that class that's happening. You can find me on Facebook or Twitter, too. Andrew, that's how we met, on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you the magic of social media.
Absolutely.
So, Crystal, I want to thank you very, very much for being on my show tonight. Excellent chat with you.
Great.
As always.
Great, yeah, and great to talk to you, too. And on this auspicious occasion, I know you have quite a few shows, but I'm so glad you jumped into the Blog Talk Radio fold. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you very much, and maybe we'll talk at some point about my technology, because believe it or not, I'm calling in on an old-fashioned landline, and not a headset, but a handset.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've seen one of those before. No,
yes,
kidding,
you have to crank them up, unfortunately, but they still work. Okay, well, thank you very much. Good night, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Next week, we will be having a courtesan coach, so it's going to be very exciting, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.